Yeah, what are the other names?
Tim John? Sawyer and Jody Ebling.
Tim Sawyer and Jody Ebling. He's the man with the information. All right, and we're going to go to them right now, and then in just a bit we'll be chatting with Mr. Dennis Livingston. He's sitting right across from me in our studio. Very exciting stuff. All right, so here we go. Take it away, folks.
Overture, curtain lights. This is it, the night of nights. No more rehearsing and nursing apart. We know every part by heart. Overture, curtain lights. This is it, you'll hit the heights. And oh, what heights we'll hit. On with the show, this is it.
Overture,
curtain lights.
The night of nights.
No more rehearsing and nursing apart.
We know every part by heart.
What?
Huh? Overture.
Curtain lights.
This is it.
You'll hit the heights.
Tonight what heights we'll hit. On with the show. This is it.
Thank you, Bugs Bunny and friends, for loaning us their TV theme song. Now, what do you suppose the lordly dinosaurs might have thought about us lowly mammals way back when they ruled the Earth? Hey, dinosaurs.
We're with you.
All right. I'll be your head dinosaur tonight, Jane Venatorosaurus. This is Jody Eblingosaurus, Tim Sawyerosaurus, and Jan Petersosaurus. Now, let's tell them how it was. Musical mammal over there on the piano, let's not forget Doug Hammerosaurus.
Mammals, mammals, mammals everywhere, running through the bushes, getting in our hair. Mammals, mammals, messing up our nests. Pesky little creatures, they lack redeeming features. Undisciplined by teachers, they're creepy furry pests.
Mammals,
mammals,
mammals
hide in every nook. Insect-eating flea balls, never where you look.
Mammals,
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 mammals, misbegotten things. When we go for ambles, they jump into the brambles. Their life is such a shambles, a circus with ten rings. Mammals are funny, mammals are sweet. Mammals are surely swift on their feet. But we are great, so mighty and strong.
Poor little mammals, they won't last long.
Mammals,
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 mammals, pancakes in the road. Simply not as gracious as your average toad.
Mammals,
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 hardly worth the time.
Nothing they do matters. By acting like Mad Hatters, they're sure to end in splatters. It wouldn't be a crime.
Mammals are funny, mammals are sweet, mammals are surely swift on their feet. But we are brave, so mighty and strong.
And now, a new lineup from a radio station from a galaxy far, far away. Not exactly. WERS Saturdays. Your day starts off with women and music. From 6 to 10 a.m., you'll hear the best female performers from all over the musical spectrum. Then at 10, join us for Standing Room Only! When each week we present the best Broadway has to offer from its past, present, and future. At 2 o'clock, the orchestra stops, but the music keeps going as we bring you your favorite songs, all a cappella. Then at 4, grab the kids and tune in to The Playground, Boston's best kids' music show. WERS keeps you swinging from 7 to 9 with Ring-a-Ding, Baby! Grab your zoot suit and keep it tuned. Then, take a break in the Rhythm Lounge. You'll kick back with classic R&B, funk, and soul till 11 p.m. We'll wrap up your day with Radio Babylon, a taste of what's new in experimental underground electronic music that you just don't get anywhere else. WERS Saturdays.
As a service of WERS Boston, the following is a 15-second sampling of every possible thing you could hear on 88.9 FM. What was I thinking? 15 seconds isn't nearly enough time. It takes us a week to get through all of our programming. You're listening to 88.9 FM WERS, where the W stands for variety.
And we are sitting here with Mr. Dennis Livingston. You just heard the songs of Jerry and Dennis Livingston from Tin Pan Alley to Silicon Valley, performed by...
Tim Sawyer, Jody Ebling, Dane Van Adder, and who else?
Jan Peters.
Jan Peters.
And Doug Hammer on piano. And they will be performing at the Cabaret Connection on Saturday, March 20th. That would be next Saturday night at 8 o'clock p.m. and on Sunday, March 21st at 4 o'clock p.m. And for tickets and information for that, you can call 617-547-6789, extension 333.
Extension 1.
617-547-6789, extension 1.
And we are lucky to have with us today either the composer or the son of the composer from the songs from the show that we were just hearing some selections from, Dennis Livingston. Why don't you tell us a little bit about why you have you've chosen those two songs and what the show's all about?
Okay, in 30 seconds. the theme of this show is to represent two generations of songwriters from one family. My dad, Jerry Livingston, who is active from the 1930s through the 1960s and has a number of standards, many standards out, and we'll hear some of them later. And I began writing songs myself only in the 90s, mm-hmm. after other careers in the academic world and computer journalism. So these two songs that you heard represent that. One from the old days, the Bugs Bunny theme song, and Mammals, a song I wrote a few years ago for a children's musical called The Cretaceous Cabaret, about dinosaurs becoming extinct. So that's what those two numbers are about. And the show represents that back and forth in time.
And they reflect the songs of the different eras, would you say? And
well, to some extent, that's
right. An outlook on life.
That's what we're trying to... That's right. Of course, these are very different periods of American history, the pre-rock and roll era, and then whatever it is we have now. Mm-hmm. So different musically, different culturally. And to some extent, of course, any songwriter is going to reflect what's going on in their time. So, yep.
Great. And what are we going to hear now? Do you know?
A good question. I think they'll tell us.
Why don't we just go right to Studio C, and here we're back with some of the music.
All right, let's toss it back live to Studio C right now.
Among the earliest songs to come to popular attention by both Jerry and Dennis were ballads that blend a tone of edgy romance with an atmospheric sense of time and place.
Shadows are coming my way. Southland is at rest. Nighttime and shadows relieving the day. Nature at its best. Stars come peeping more and more. I know where I'm heading.
I feel so weary when day has been spent toiling in the sun. Down on the delta, I rest in content. Cares fade one by one. after dark down Dixie Way, I just let my footsteps stray down where South folks harmonize. Down there I'm in paradise when it's darkness on the Delta. That's the time my heart is light. When it's darkness on the Delta, let me linger in the shelter of a night.
Fields of cotton all around me, voices singing soft and low. Lord, I'm so lucky that you found me where the mighty Mississippi waters flow.
Lounging on the levee, listening to the night. Above, laughter on the levee. No one's heart is heavy. All God's children got someone to love.
When it's dark,
when it's dark
on the Delta,
on the Delta,
only heaven is in sight.
When it's dark, when it's dark
on the Delta,
on the Delta,
let me linger in the shelter of the night.
A little bit later on, a little bit later on, just wait and you'll see how lonely you'll be. A little bit later on, just wait till you start missing my hugging and my kissing. Now, baby, better listen, you'll be crying. Boo hoo hoo. A little bit later on, you're gonna wake up some dawn and open your eyes to a great big surprise, baby. Now don't forget it, you regret it after I'm gone. You better think twice, it won't be so nice a little bit later on. Now don't forget it, you regret it after I'm gone. You better think twice, it won't be so nice a little bit later on.
Blue and sentimental, my dreams are blue dreams, just won't come true dreams I find. Blue and sentimental, I can't forget you, my heart won't let you out of my mind. It rains all the time since you said goodbye. The sky and my heart and my eyes all cry. Blue and sentimental, don't want me, why do you haunt me and keep me feeling blue and sentimental?
And that was the cast of the songs of Jerry and Dennis Livingston from Tin Pan Alley to Silicon Valley, with a medley of songs by the elder, Mr. Jerry Livingston. And once again, that's Dan Van Etter, Jen Peters, Jody Ebling, and
Tim Sawyer.
We're getting closer. By the end, one of us is going to be saying all four names. And with Doug Hammer on piano. And they, once again, are performing Saturday, March 20th at 8 o'clock p.m. and Sunday, March 21st at 4 o'clock p.m. And that is at the Cabaret Connection at the Cambridge Center for Adult Education. And for tickets or information, you can call 617-547-6789. And right here sitting with us is the son of the man who wrote those songs, Mr. Dennis Livingston.
And I believe those are some of the earlier songs from his composition. Would you like to tell us a little bit about his influence on the American songwriting at that time? 1930s era, I believe, is when...
Right, Gershwin got all his stuff from Dad. No,
really?
No.
You heard it here, folks, ladies.
Now it can be told. One quick correction. The show is at the Blacksmith House.
Oh.
The series is the Cabaret.
What do I know?
But Blacksmith House is where you go on 56 Brattle Street in the heart of Cambridge. Yeah, the songs I just did were some of my dad's earliest numbers from the 1930s. My dad, not all songwriters were born in New York, as you might think. And of all places, he came out of Denver. And how he ended up there is a whole other story. But he headed east, young man, instead of west, with exactly that ambition to be a songwriter. And of all things, he actually made it, one of the very few who managed. And he got to New York right at the beginning of the Depression, good timing.
Yeah.
But these songs came out, and almost, I'd say within a year, he had a number of hits, starting with Darkness on the Delta that you heard.
Mm-hmm. And would you like to tell us a little bit about how you became involved with these folks now, Dane Van Atter and that group?
Right. Well, when I as I said, I began writing songs myself. I picked up the thread 30 years mm-hmm. down the road after my dad had stopped writing. And I hooked up with Dane Van Atter after hearing him sing and thought, what a wonderful voice, and told him about my dad's music. And very quickly after that, he worked out a one-man show of my dad's music. That was also at the Blacksmith mm-hmm. House 2 years ago. And so with that as a connection, I said, you know, Dane, I'm writing songs too now, and began feeding him several of those, and he's performed them in the last couple of years. And so with that basis, that's how, you know, at one point I said, well, now we've got the two of us here, songs from him, songs from me, what if we put them together? And that's what led to this show coming up. Mm-hmm.
What kind of an influence would you say that your father has had on you in your career?
Yeah, I'm a little too close to it. I would have to say probably absorbing it. You know, as a kid, I never paid much attention like mm-hmm. you do when you're growing up. You don't care about what your parents are up to. I don't think I was aware that my dad had an unusual occupation, perhaps, until I was a teenager. And at that point, I then tuned his world out completely. I loved music, but I went in the direction of classical mm-hmm. music. That mm-hmm. was my love through the first half of my life.
I probably heard more of your father's music around my house than you did. When
that could well be. I probably heard it, and what I was going to say, then, you know, the ears were blocking it, the mind was absorbing uh-huh. something, and I would hear him. He didn't really have an office, you know, he had a piano at home. He didn't write there that much. In our New York days, where I was born, he stayed in New York. Yes, he went to New York. He stayed there for about 10 or 12 years. And would go to the Brill Building, that famous mm-hmm. icon of music publishing in Times uh-huh. Square, and that's where he and his partners would do their stuff. He was basically a composer, and he had many fine lyric writers to play with. But I picked it up subconsciously, and I think then, you know, absorbed what you do as a kid, and many years later it comes out in my fashion.
And I think we're going to go now to some songs from your father, Jerry Livingston, in a medley of his tunes. And
Is that what we're hearing now?
I think...
No, that's not what we're hearing now.
No,
one more song.
Another dinosaur song.
Another okay. dinosaur song.
Cold. All right, well, I'm just a lowly mammal, as we mentioned earlier on the show. So let's go into Studio C.
All right, let's toss it back to Studio C right now. And then coming up next will be Mr. Will McMillan. Here you go.
Oh, this is Tim Sawyer. One of the things that I've noticed working with Dennis is that he has this wonderful ability to fold humor into his comic pieces around these considerably darker themes. And in his musical, The Cretaceous Cabaret, These old dinosaurs, which are currently in the studio with me now, are...
Speak for yourself.
What are you talking about?
That's right. I'm really...
Well, I'll tell you. We're going to borrow a little bit from Gilbert and Sullivan to tell what it might have been like to realize that your time on Earth had come to an end.
Extinction is a terrible thing, a terrible, terrible thing. To be reduced to piles of bones does not great happiness bring.
What went so wrong? The food's all gone. The day's too dark and the night's too long.
A mountain slide, the swamps are dry. The weather's crazy, I want to hide.
A harsh cruel fate to contemplate. No time for one last blink.
To be reduced to piles of bones does not great happiness bring.
Does not, does not, does not great happiness bring.
Does not, does not, does not great happiness bring.
To be reduced to piles of bones does not great happiness bring.
No more to migrate over the hills, or lumbering through valleys and plains. From sauropods to triceratops, they're all mere dusty remains.
What went so wrong? The food's all gone. The day's too dark and the night's too long.
The mountains slide, the swamps are dry. The weather's crazy, I want to hide.
Oh, harsh cruel fate to contemplate how life does wax and wane.
From sauropods to triceratops, they're all mere dusty remains.
Are now mere dusty remains.
Are now mere dusty remains.
From sauropods to triceratops, they're all mere dusty remains.
The mammal's time has finally come to daintily dance in great herds.
Prospect which to you I must say just sounds completely absurd.
What went so wrong? The food's all gone. The day's too dark and the night's too long.
The mountains slide, the swamps are dry.
The weather's crazy, I want to hide.
Oh, harsh cruel fate to contemplate when nature gives the word.
Prospect which to you I must say just sounds completely absurd. Just sounds completely absurd.
Just sounds completely absurd.
A prospect which to you I must say just sounds completely absurd.
W-E-R-S.
And a big old thank you to Dane Van Etter, Jan Peters, Jody Ebling, and Tim Sawyer, and of course, Mr. Dennis Livingston for that performance just there. That, once again, was the Songs of Jerry and Dennis Livingston from Tin Pan Alley to Silicon Valley at the Blacksmith House, right? Good. And they're going to be performing on Saturday, March 20th at 8 p.m. and Sunday, March 21st at 4 o'clock p.m. That's in Cambridge. And for tickets and information, call 617-547-6789, extension 1. And right now, warming up in there, we have Mr. Will McMillan, who will be performing tonight at Frank's Steakhouse. And there will be an open mic with John O'Neill afterwards. And there's no cover charge for that, I can tell you. And
if you
need, free show. And if you need any information on that, you can call 617-232-1804. And we're going to take a quick break while they're warming up in there. And, I should let you know, by the way, that you are listening to Standing Room Only on 88.9 FM, WERS Boston. And we are in the middle of our celebration of March is Cabaret Month. And that's why we've got all these live performances going on. And right, so we're going to take
a quick break.
And we'll be back live in Studio C with Will McMillan. You're listening to Standing Room Only.
Following is an unpaid promotional announcement.
Hi again, folks. Bill Owen here for the WERS program, The Playground. Now, if you've never listened to The Playground, I recommend you do. And here's why. Reason number one, Magic Mike is the host. Reason number two, he plays the best music for children of all ages. From Disney to those oldies but goodies, it's fun music. It's a fun program that the whole family can enjoy. Now, you can only catch it here, Saturdays from 4 to 7 p.m., The Playground, on Boston's real radio station, 88.9 WERS. I'm Bill Owen. So long for now.
Thank you.
Sometimes a day goes by, one whole entire day, when I